This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's almost Decoration Day. That's what they called Memorial Day in the years following the Civil War. It did not become an official holiday in the United States until 1971. I can't believe that.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Took a long time. This one started after I was born, but it's been around since Civil War. Figure that out. Memorial Day is often a day that folks visit cemeteries, memorials, hold family gatherings, and participate in parades. But the plague, as the president says. I love what he calls it, the plague.
Well?
But the plague. Well, we're treating it like it's the plague. I don't know what the definition of a plague is.
It seems to be exactly what we're going through. It's the biggest, closest thing to a plague we've had in how many years?
I know. True. It certainly has disrupted life to the extent it is a plague, sure. But anyway, because of the plague, I know there won't be as many people at various memorials. Example, the famous one in North Dakota is at the State Cemetery. That this year will be virtual. And what time does that start again, Todd?
You remember what time it?
It's at noon, okay. At 2 o'clock, they're doing a ceremony, also virtual, Memorial Day ceremony, at the Fargo National Cemetery. That's the state's national cemetery, like Arlington is a cemetery. It's part of the Arlington National Cemetery family. And it's our first Memorial Day in North Dakota with a national cemetery. It's a neat addition to honor fallen heroes. In other words, think of that. If someone has the option of being buried at Arlington National but says, you know, I wouldn't want my loved one that far away, I want to visit more often, you can put them at the Fargo National Cemetery and have the same effect. Pretty neat. They have a ceremony at 2 on their Facebook page. We're going to talk with the organizers Monday morning on Memorial Day, but I just want you to know about some of these things that are happening. I'd encourage you to, if you can't do what you normally do on Memorial Day, to go to a cemetery, because this is how we honor the fallen. This is, you know.
Well, since the event in Mandan, south of Mandan, is not quite open to the public, you can go onto the North Dakota National Guard Facebook page, website, everything else, and they'll have video of it. Of course, we'll have the audio portion of it on KFIRE 550.
Yeah, so they're going to have the dignitaries there and whatnot, but it's not open to the public, right? They'll have
right.
A small group of folks that are out there. But anyway, this is about honoring those that fought and died for this country. So here's what I suggest. At a bare minimum, rather than raking at the lawn at the lake, raking the lawn at the lake, rather than, you know, throwing some weenies on the barbecue grill or doing, you know, sort of typical Memorial Day, hey, it's a long weekend things, find the story of someone in your circle that has a family member that died serving this country and just learn a little bit more about them. I think that'd be a great thing to do, and we always, on this Friday before Memorial Day, offer you the opportunity on the air if you want to give a shout-out to a family member, someone you know. Talk to a World War II vet. There's darn few of them left, but if you get a chance, talk to them, and they will tell you stories about those they left behind and probably have a darn tough time doing it. But there are definitely stories out there. There definitely are. So remember that. Michael Hermanson is the one I want to remember today. Just remember how mad I was when I heard about Michael Hermanson dying in action in Iraq. Was he Iraq or Afghanistan? I might have forgotten now. But It was Mother Lottie Hermanson, and she lost a son young. I mean, just I think I was broadcasting from a school the day that news came by. It was a nativity school. I forget why I was there, but I was outside of nativity school, and we got that news, and everything else seemed unimportant at that moment. And what I was mad about more than anything was not that he gave his life serving this country. That was sad. Didn't make me mad, but he signed up knowing that could happen. What made me sad is that more people didn't recognize the level of sacrifice that was going on, even at a time of great prosperity in the United States. It just didn't, 9/11 was a thing for about, 6 months, maybe 9 year tops, and then when the work started with our troops going to work to take out the terrorist networks and all the things related to preventing another attack like that, very little people paid attention. So, Michael Hermanson, thank you for your service. God bless your soul and your family as well. Anybody else that you have, family member, neighbor, whatever, that you want to tell us about, please do today on the program at 800-228-0550. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. I'll give you a little more details on a few things that are happening on Monday so you can plan for that. It will not be a July 4th parade. How's that playing, would you say, Todd? I've seen a few things in social media. It looked to me like it was, probably 10 to 1. Folks that didn't think it was a good idea to cancel it versus that did. What's your take? He doesn't want to tell me. What's your take, Kevin?
I guess I don't know where he went there.
You should have canceled the parade.
What?
Well, we asked you
the parade.
10 to 1 against the parade.
Yes,
canceling.
I'm in that. I think you should have the parade. I should have everything. Open everything up. If you're sick or you're symptomatic, don't go out, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
we've got to get open. We've got to get back to life.
Well, and it seems to me the whole point was to not have people in enclosed places all touching the same stuff. If you're watching a parade, you're not touching the same stuff as 80 other people.
Yeah, when did we move this outside? No, when did we move this outside?
On that, if graduations can't be done in a gym or on a football field, maybe we could just walk the grads through Walmart or Lowe's or Home Depot and announce them over the speaker. What do you think of that?
Well, there you go. Yeah,
that
would be.
That would work.
On that point, I have a great deal of empathy for the leaders of schools that have to say yay or nay in that case, because here's what happens, right? You're an administrator at a school. And you get some people around the table and you say, okay, we'd like to do graduation. We want to honor these kids. We want the parents to be able to be there. How can we do that? Well, let's bring in the medical folks and let's find out what they say. No, 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 no. What do you do at that point? See, there's two kinds of leaders in schools. There's the leaders that they want to break China. They want to just do the right thing for, their students and the families and everything else. And they hear advice like that, and it just twists them into knots because they don't want to dishonor what's being told to them, and so they don't do it. Others breathe a sigh of relief. They go, yeah, baby, I don't have to actually do it. I don't have to make the decision. Somebody else made the decision for me. Isn't that great? And there's far too many of the latter, unfortunately, in education who are looking for somebody else to make the decision for them. I've seen that with schools opening and every little decision on, can we have them in school during the summer or not? Can they drop off their things or not? They're waiting for, the superintendent of public instruction or somebody else to say, yes, you can go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom now. It's okay. Yeah, here's your hall pass. I mean, people lead. Lead for crying out loud. And the other thing I'd say is about the doctors. Look, doctors tell us all kinds of things, don't they? They tell us all kinds of things. They say, don't eat this, do eat that. I love them. I wouldn't be alive today but for a couple of doctors. Tony Chu up in Grand Forks at All True. Dr. Pemberton was an unbelievable surgeon down in at Mayo Clinic for me. And I remember their names. I mean, I know them. I've got their cell phone numbers. I mean, these are people that were wonderful at times when I needed a medical expert. I'm not blowing off doctors. I'm not dissing doctors. But I'm saying when you ask a doctor for advice, should we do this or should we do that, the doctor is going to give you the belt and suspenders and somebody else holding up your pants solution. Do you know what I mean? That's just what they do. That's what they do. Now, a leader has to say, okay, that's the doctor's advice. I understand that. But we also have these factors, and they're saying worst-case scenario, so we'll follow the best scenario, but we're going to do this. That's the kind of leadership I think we need to have. And if it takes, you know, a tough time with a parade or whatever, I think it's the right way to do it. Either that or you could go the Walmart idea. Was it Walmart, Menards, and who else? We're going to announce the name on the speaker, Kev? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, Home Depot. I am. Pick one.
Supermarket, too. We could do
yeah,
that.
Oh, Target. Yeah. See if Target is a registry for graduation like they have for weddings.
There you go. And the parents could get in because they say, well, I'm buying something. I got to buy some, you know, loaf of bread.
Who needs a football field?
Yeah. There you go. All right, I love it. And remember those fallen heroes today, okay, folks? What's on your mind? Let me know. Call now. 701-258-0550.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Oh boy, even Paul Rogers back in what, 70, what year was this?
Four?
Knew it was going to be all right now.
Careful, you're dating yourself. What you're doing.
You and I were 10 years old. What were we doing?
All right, folks. Let's find out what's happening at Pipers today. I was checking out Pipers.com yesterday for some interesting bargains, you know, because there's some auctions coming up you want to know about. And right now they're doing these timed auctions. where you have a, let's see, what's going on, for instance, next year, landscaping equipment auction in Bismarck, for example. And this starts on Monday, June 1st, and goes through Thursday, June 4th. So that's a good example. The Almer Estate Farm Machinery Auction, Tuttle, North Dakota, starts on Tuesday, June 2nd. That's when it goes. That's online and on-site bidding on Tuesday, June 2nd, Tuttle, North Dakota. That's the one Kevin was telling us about earlier this week. So a couple of examples. Real estate auction coming up on Thursday, the 18th in Mandan. It's at 4810 Lake Wood Drive Southeast. Wow. Check out that property. You're going to like it. All you need to do, go to Pipers.com. If you don't have a catalog, they have a spring update now. You can get that as well. Here's what you do. Call 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Or go to Pipers.com. 921 on the program. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Hey, first of all, when are you going to put us candidates on your show?
Us candidates? We're putting a lot of candidates on the on the show, but it's, you know, it's...
You haven't invited me. I'm more than willing to come on your show. But the reason I'm calling is we need to get the polling open for the election. That's the most important thing right now.
The polling up for the election. You're talking about in-person voting, yes. Charles?
Yes. It's required. And when you have mail-in-only ballots in the Century Code, you have to have one polling place open on Election Day. It's required in the statute. And you can't, unless you go to the legislature and change the law, I can't understand why people are ignoring that. And the simple fact that we were having to pay a postage to mail our ballot in makes it a poll tax. I had a conversation with the Secretary of State yesterday, Mr. Yeager. And Mr. Yeager pointed out 16.1 where it says that if you choose to go to mail-in only because you may be out of town or something, it says right in there that you have to pay for the postage. And I said, that's correct, Al, but when you force people to do something, this is the only way they have to do it. This is a government decision to make you do it that way. Then you can't charge them to mail the ballot in. You have to pay for it. Otherwise, it's a poll tax.
Interesting. Well, I, too, thought there should be at least one polling place open on Election Day. And thanks to Governor Burgum, he gave the counties the ability to do that. He did some quick action related to...
He doesn't have that authority. Scott, he does not have that authority. And first of all...
Well, but there was an executive order that said because of COVID, that the what's in the law to have one would be waived. So they wouldn't have to have one. That was because of COVID. But I'm saying now before the election, when it's obvious if we can stand in line for milk, we can stand in line to vote, that you could have one. So he gave them that ability. And guess what? The counties, not one of them, took advantage of it, Charles. Not one of them. I got an email yesterday from the county auditors all saying, we're not doing this. There will be no on-site polling. And, you know, I talked to...
They have to by law. We're filing a writ of mandamus next week. They have to.
You're filing a what?
A writ of mandamus. Okay, they have to follow the law.
All right, well, we'll follow that closely, Charles, because it'll be interesting. What you're saying is the law is they have to have one polling place, right? That's the law.
That's what the law says.
Right, and there was an executive order that said you don't have to have one polling place because of COVID.
Order.
Pardon me?
It wasn't an order. It was a recommendation, if you read it. He's covered himself because he doesn't have, first of all, he is a party to the election. Okay? He can't interfere with an election that he's involved in. It's voter suppression.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think, a number of people would be disenfranchised by not. In other words, I'm not a fan of mail-in voting. I think it's lazy. I think it's rife with all kinds of things that could happen. But I think in this particular occasion, I understand why they did it, why they got it out there. It's the primary, and mail out the applications and get the ballots back out. But do you think like a high percentage of people will not vote because of that?
It's all over. We have 18-year-olds who turned 18. Let's say the 18-year-old that turns 18 on the day of the election. How did he get an application? He didn't.
So okay, but I understand. And one person not being able to vote that wants to is not good. But I'm saying that's not a rampant problem. I'm saying, do you think that a large percentage of voters will not vote?
There's so much problems with this. My household.
Well, you gotta tell me what they are, though. I'm asking you, Charles, and you're telling me about 18-year-olds that might turn 18 between the time the ballots go out and the time the election happens. I don't know. I'd like to know. You know, Brandon Bochansky is a candidate for mayor in Grand Forks. He made a big push in Grand Forks to do this as well, and his point was he knew people that just didn't have the time, didn't take the, you know, they aren't requesting, but they would vote on election day. I don't know. I'm asking the question. I have no idea. I have no theory on how many people ultimately would not. I'm disappointed in the counties because they have the ability to do it right now, and they didn't do it. And maybe not every county. Maybe it doesn't make sense in every county. But certainly it does in population centers, I think. Okay, what's next here? Bunch of texts I want to get to, and then I could take that call as well. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour, Memorial Day today. On what's on your mind, how accurate is the mail-in vote? My daughter got a voting application, and she hasn't been in the state for 19 years. Texter said, Republicans vote absentee ballot, Democrats vote by mail. Republicans use the Postal Service, Democrats use the Post Office. Postal Service, Post Office, I don't see any difference. I don't know. Another texter says, remind me not to vote for Charles. Charles, you lost a vote there, but I don't know what happened there.
Ouch.
What a dumb A-double-S-S that guy is, says another. All right.
If you want to hear more of his stuff, though, you can go to my page at campwire.com. I had him on yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Charles Tuttle is a
And three of the candidates for governor had him on law. It's kind of a meet the candidates.
He's not a candidate for governor, a candidate for superintendent public instruction.
No, he and the three candidates for governor.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay, yep. Anyway, I would say a gadfly, but a nice gadfly. You know, just one of those sort of perennial candidates that's always there that, you know, he's not running to sit down at the desk and, you know, roll up the sleeves and go to work. It's more of a kind of...
I defy candidate. You to find anybody with more Trump flags than Charles Tuttle.
That's true. And he's the guy that goes around and sells Trump things, too. There's no doubt about that.
You've seen the one in my office, haven't you?
I think he's very, very good at that.
Much better. No more bull.
Much better at selling Trump stuff than other stuff.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. We are currently facing a severe blood shortage during this coronavirus outbreak. Healthy blood and platelet donors are asked to make an appointment to give now. Donating blood is safe and can help save lives. Cancer patients, accident victims, and so many others continue to need life-saving blood. Please schedule your appointment now by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can make a difference.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A sharply divided Senate confirmed John Ratcliffe as Director of National Intelligence, with Democrats refusing to support the nomination over fears that he will politicize the intelligence community's work under President Donald Trump. All Democrats opposed Ratcliffe making the first DNI to be installed on a partisan vote since the position was created in 2005. The final tally was 49 to 44. Ratcliffe takes over the agency at a tumultuous time. The nation faces threats from Iran and North Korea. Russian disinformation campaigns interfere with U.S. elections and tensions with China over rising competition and the spread of the coronavirus. At the same time, Trump has viewed the intelligence agencies with distrust and ousted and fired multiple officials. Ratcliffe will replace Richard Grenell, the current acting director who's overseen the recent personnel changes. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
University of Mary, you served our country. Now let the University of Mary serve you. The University of Mary, a military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults. In addition to their campus in Bismarck, they make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. To do so, they offer a number of services for military students, a full support team with extensive military backgrounds, personal care dedicated to your success, scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning. That's a big one. And that makes education affordable. Make the most of the use of tuition assistance, VA education benefits. We're getting close, folks. Classes start June 4. Your application fee is waived when you mentioned what's on your mind. The University of Mary, online.umary.edu/military services. Get started by connecting with a military services team member today. Dean in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, first of all, I was going to say that I love the show. Y'all seem pretty unbiased about your opinions and everything, so it's really nice to hear that instead of all one side or the other. But anyways, I had a thought on the toll and the concern about having so many people there at one time and this, that, and other. And why not break the election up over 2 days, you know? If your last name ends in A through L, you vote on Monday, and if it, you know, so forth on Tuesday, you know. I mean, wouldn't something like that not work? Is it not possible to do that?
Well, again, they're not having polling because they're worried about too many people showing up over a, you know, whatever, 8-hour period or however long they have polls open. But we know now that the request for ballots has exceeded the vote total in previous primary elections. So a lot of people are going to have voted already. Now, if there is a quote-unquote line, and first of all, during a election where you don't do mail-in voting, I stood in line for at most, you know, I mean, 10 minutes, and, you know, you could do that with social distancing. So I take your suggestion as another way to do it. I just don't even know that that would be necessary. It's just somebody has to explain to me why we can stand in line for stuff at a Walmart, but we can't stand in line to vote. You know, I just
and I 100% agree with that. And I'm just thinking, you know, it's a it's a way the people that I hear that are voting the other way, they say they don't want to go in there. I said, well, you know, bring your own plastic gloves or, you know, supply them. Or, I mean, it's just gotten beyond silly to me, this whole thing. It's just almost frustrating to go anywhere anymore. You know,
the only thing that I'll say in defense of the, you know, the county auditors on this is that, you know, when the decision was made that, hey, maybe we should consider this in opening them up, it was pretty close. It's in the middle of the game and pretty close to the election. And there is quite an apparatus with poll workers, and they have to be trained, and, you know, the equipment has to be
right.
So there's a lot of moving parts to it. So I get that. I just don't know why we don't say, look, we're going to find a way. In business, when they tell you to shut down, what do? Shut down, go home and just wait for the money to drain? No, you say we're going to do takeout. I'm going to hand out flyers. You just find a way. And it doesn't seem like government ever finds a way.
I firmly believe that by the election time, I think this will be gone and there will be something else. I mean, I do. I just believe that this will be passed just for the most part, and there will be something else that Trump did. He didn't tip a waitress right or something. You know, something else will come up now and then.
He didn't tip a waitress right. I love that one, Dean. Did you see yesterday he was at the Ford Motor Plant in Michigan? Even Fox News has succumbed to this. The president didn't wear a mask. Okay, guess what? He did wear a mask. He wore a mask for the tour, and somebody defied the press rules and took a picture of him, so it's actually out there, and we can see him wearing a mask. Big deal, whatever.
Right, I saw that.
Okay, but then he goes to stand at a podium with the press, who are half a football field away from him, and they're all like, why aren't you wearing a mask? Why aren't you wearing a mask? Why aren't you wearing a mask? Guy gets tested more than anybody on planet Earth, number one.
I don't want to wear a mask!
Number two, he's socially distancing from them. And even told him yesterday, look, you know, the reason I don't put on a mask is because you want me to. That's why I don't put one on.
Yeah. You know. Shut up. I don't want to. Next.
But hey, he wore a mask. He wore a mask right along with Bill Ford and the other folks during the tour. Report that. Fake news everywhere.
Yeah,
he's
a little bit of a germaphobe anyway, I understand. So I think he's doing what he thinks is right in his own mind. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, I say let's just move on and get back to normal.
Thank you, Dean. Appreciate it. 271-1100 with your questions or comments. If you're in West Fargo, Fargo, or Moorhead, AM 1100, the flag headquarters here today along I-29. Todd, the radio god Mitchell's at 258-0550. Bismarck Mandan, he's, of course, on East Rosser right now as we speak. One of only two people at the iHeartMedia world headquarters for Bismarck Mandan.
Well, three, actually, but yeah.
Oh, there's three now.
Well, Larry Johnson.
Oh, yeah, you had to have the engineer. Yeah.
Does three make it an epicenter?
He's just a station. Let's go to
a hot spot.
Let's go to Tammy and then Jacob. Tammy, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, this is Tammy, and I, just from an different perspective, I'm volunteering for 6 days straight to help open and process all the ballots. It's very organized. And I got to tell you, we've been looking for 6 weeks for volunteers just for that time period. Part of it is, I would think, is that if you look at a lot of the volunteer workers, many of them could be at risk, because if you've ever been to the polls, many of them are retired. And so I think this is a much bigger picture than just doing the mail-in ballot. I mean, I know it is. I've gone to friends, I've gone to everybody to try to help inspire them to volunteer for 6 straight days. And it's been tough. It really has. So can you imagine all the polling places for one day and putting a lot of these people at risk? So it's not just me, the voter, but it's the workers, the volunteers who need to do it.
Yeah, interesting point. And I've heard that from auditors, that it's been very challenging to get people to do that. Now, I know it normally is done through volunteers, and these are interesting times. Maybe this time you pay folks and you get them, but you got to train them then. And so there's, here's the deal. I don't doubt it's not easy. I'm just saying, I wish we'd find a way. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
You know?
I like that idea of just at least one spot. But I think, you know, there's a lot of other things in perspective. Like there's some places that have now not been able to be polling places because of children in like our church. We said because of the children in our facility, we really can't afford to have our church as a voting facility. So there are a lot of, and in schools, you know, we used to do it in schools and they have the same issue, just not just that, but because of safety issues. So.
Interesting perspective. Thank you, Tammy. Appreciate that. Jacob in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott and Jacob. I'm a delegate for South Fargo, District 27. I had a question. Like, so I've met you tons of times. Got my MyPillow from you. and you have all your connections. You know all the same people I do. Burgum, Armstrong, Kramer. I mean, you were there. I did the commercials for Kramer when he was running. Why didn't Burgum make it mandatory that each county have one facility, a community center? I mean, we have community centers in every town. Well, we used to. And some of them don't have them anymore, but. Why didn't Burgum make it mandatory that just each county have one polling place open? We have tons of trained people. Finding trained people isn't hard because we had a lot more polling places last year. We could have more places open, or we could have one place open for each county, and everybody could just go to their county's polling center. Like, why aren't we doing this mandatorily?
I think, first of all, the legislature has put in place a law that says every county should have one polling place. So that's already there. That was waived because of COVID. It was removed and recommended that if any county wants to open, they can open. That was very clear direction from the governor. At that point, him saying counties, you must do this, when elections are really, held by the counties, you'd have people right here going, why is he telling the counties what to do? You know, I mean, 93% of the commerce of North Dakota was not touched by any executive order, any edict on COVID. Okay, 93%. 7% were because of these CDC recommendations that he did do. So, you know, he's not done much of that throughout this thing. He's not said, you have to do. And I think that's appropriate. I actually would argue he could have even done less than he did. South Dakota did none. But I think...
Yeah, I mean, look at their governor. She's amazing. And she was on the news talking about how great their state has handled this, how they didn't put any restrictions in place, and how they've done so well with it. And
North Dakota. You do need to know that there wasn't a lick of difference between most of North Dakota and South Dakota through all of this. But it is true that she didn't do it. But if a mayor wanted to do it, a mayor could do it, right? I mean, and like, for instance, Sioux Falls and Fargo were pretty much identical, maybe even a little more restrictions in Sioux Falls. But that came from the mayor. It didn't come from the governor. Just a different way to do it. Give you an example. Here's a texter. Governor Burgum has made some disgusting and horrible decisions throughout all of this. And whether or not you like that Tuttle guy, he's 100% correct. Burgum does not have any authority to do what he's doing by his own admission. I've called his office, and they told me he can make recommendations by executive order, but they are not binding. People need to wake up. He talks nicely, but his actions are nothing short of stupid. He never gives a straight answer. The man has got to go. See what I'm saying? There's that exact opposite. I would venture to say if you took a snapshot of the vast majority of people that are not politicos, they aren't a legislator. They aren't a candidate for some other office.
Right.
They aren't trying to... You know, build a brand like Rick Becker is, you know, those folks that are just in it for themselves.
Yep.
Take them out of there for a second. Not that legislators are all for themselves. I'm saying that, you know, they're political, okay? They're in the, you take average folks that run businesses, that run farms, everything else, Doug Burgum probably would get a 90% thumbs up as to his handling of the COVID crisis. That's my gut feeling as someone that's been using my gut to monitor what people think since 1986 on the radio in North Dakota. That's this little focus group.
I just want to say, if you have a problem with Doug Burgum, we'll gladly trade you from Minnesota. I'll give you two of mine for one of yours.
Yeah, no kidding. We are a little spoiled in that regard. Oh, my gosh. Can people go to church this weekend in Minnesota, or does it have to be outside and it has to be set up? No, it can't start till June 1. Yeah, stop. Oh, my.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Volterra, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belfouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down to lunchtime today. Are you hungry for some home cooking? Something a little different today? Somebody the other day said, I was on my way to this place, and I heard your ad, and I said, I've got to go to that place. And that place was PetroServe USA Today. Two sloppy joes and chips, I love that, plus two sides in a bun, at the Harwood location off I-29, just north of Fargo. Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. If you want the meatball sub, 12th Avenue North location in Fargo, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, pulled pork sandwich today. Any PetroServe USA from Mandan in the west all the way to what would be the furthest east, probably Bemidji. But they're in Wahpeton and Grand Forks stores, of course, the Valley Dairy stores. Grab and go, home cook, and PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you at every PetroServe USA location, 4 for $4, the pizza, 2 cookies, homemade, melt in your mouth, fantastic cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. 4 of those items, 4 for $4. Can't beat that. All right, let me do the email, mailbag, and then the text here in this segment because we have a ton of texts I need to get to. Senator Kevin Cramer coming up for your questions next hour. Scott, I want to vent a bit. I'm a small business owner. Wednesday, I was shopping at a local restaurant, South University Fargo. When we pulled up to the restaurant, it was closed. The sign on the door said closed due to lack of employees. And they were giving the ones they have a rest. Well, I was talking to my neighbor, keeping my social distance, of course. He explained to me that he was laid off and he was getting $525 unemployment per week. His wife was getting $465 unemployment per week. They received their stimulus checks, each $1,200 apiece, total of $6,400. Why would they want to go back to work? I'm running into the same thing. Force them back to work. You have a no-win situation here. You're right. I asked Governor Burgum about that at the hearing, at the briefing, rather, on Tuesday at the Capitol. Because there is an extra kicker of $600 per week on unemployment that the feds are paying for, but they give to the states to add to unemployment benefits. So the average unemployment beneficiary in North Dakota now is $60,000 a year equivalent. Right now it goes till July 31st. Nancy Pelosi wants to extend it to the end of the year. The governor Tuesday said it will not go past July in North Dakota. There's another example of a governor being gutsy and saying, you're done. They will stop. Prepare for it. Get ready. Texture says, did you see POV ran a story about the mayors? POV is the point of view. That's Chris Berg. Ran a story about the mayors of our cities agreeing to move forward with the parade of homes. We can't vote. We can't have graduation. We cancel parades and outdoor events, but it's okay to allow strangers into your home to look around. What in the hell are they thinking?
There it is again. It just keeps popping up.
Yeah. I'm fine with parade of homes going. I think it's great, but I think also parades should go, outdoor events should go.
All of it.
Todd, what's your tally up now to for and against the decision on canceling the Mandan parade for July 4th?
100 to 1, do the parade.
100 to 1, do the parade.
Yeah.
Wow. Texter says the bishops of Minnesota have stood up to Comrade Walls and opened up the churches. They have, and I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them. They're standing up for freedom of religion. Somebody yesterday called about a recall of Tim Walls. What does it take? It's sort of a high bar because you got to get like 600,000 signatures. But there are efforts underway. There's a couple petitions being circulated right now. But 600,000, you know, in-person signatures. And then it goes to a judge, as I understand, which seems really weird to me, to say, okay, do we agree that he's not done it? It should be, to me, be just the signatures. But so, as usual, Minnesota, they got a few layers there, you know?
Go figure.
Right. Let's see here. Do you know anything about the sports complex Bismarck wants to put up? I have seen some very good data on the dollars that would bring into Bismarck. So I would tell you, I would vote for it, but I know a lot of people are going to say, gosh, can we afford this right now? Mike Moschenberger is the guy that's been pushing that along with another other folks. And you will never find a more conservative North Dakotan than Mike Moschenberger. I mean, he is rock-solid conservative. So this is not someone that would lightly support this if he didn't see the return on an investment. So as I say, I'd vote for it if it were me. But if you want more details on it, probably have to leave that one to Todd in the K-Fire Cafe before Election Day. All your other election conversations are up online, too, right? Coachman
and
who's the other candidates? Dwayne Hendrickson.
Dr. Shelley Lenz.
Shelley Lenz, Democratic candidate for governor. Yep. You got them all up there?
They are.
All right. There you go. So those of you have been asking about that, there you go. Texter says, I like mail-in ballots. I dropped mine off at the Burleigh County Auditor Office. It was easy. All right. Texter says, Scott, the same people worried about standing in line for voting was standing in line for hours on Black Friday for plasma screen TVs and very cold weather and for new iPhones. Pathetic. Pathetic. What's that? Texter says, I think if Walmart can figure out how to safely get us through a line, we can safely go through a line to vote. Right. Or pick up a diploma. Or pick up a diploma. You know what they did with the diplomas at Shanley for the deacons?
Oh, no.
They would set them down on the table, back up, and then the grad would reach in and grab the diploma. And,
of course.
Yeah, I mean, and again, this is the white coat effect, ladies and gentlemen. It's the white coat effect. They said it, so therefore we must do it.
A friend of ours just called.
Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall seconds away on What's On Your Mind, so don't touch that dial.
Apparently they're calling
you. Yes, Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.